Hello, my dear ones. I thought I would try to get a video in this week. So many crazy things going on. I promise I won't make it a real long one. I couldn't help it. We're trying to get through those old questions and so we can get some catching up to do, you know, because some of these cases are pretty serious and we can't, you know, someone's got a serious case and they wake up to, oh, what can I do? I'd like to be there, right there to help them, you know. Here's Helen. She's 38 years young, not even 40 yet. Hi, Dr. Morris. Thank you for your team for the good work. I have been buying tinctures, teas, pills, and been trying to follow the fruit diet from your book. I have been diagnosed with breast cancer stage 2. No chemo, radiation done. You know, no matter how gnarly your case gets, chemo and radiation destroys the human body. And no matter what one thinks, you can't destroy the human body and think it'll make you better or it'll postpone the inevitable. All the studies we've tried to put up for you shows that this one was from Harvard, I believe. It says, the sooner the diagnosis, the sooner the treatment, the sooner the death. And that's just about the 9 yards of it. So when you realize you're not attacking something, you've got to wake up to this idea that it isn't a disease. The disease is a 17th century theory that reflects unconsciousness. Autoimmune, we don't know, but all this stuff can autoimmune, your immune system isn't doing its job, blah, 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 blah. And so you're left in a quandary. You're left in a void of, I got to follow these people because they've got the white coats, stethoscopes, they've got multi-million dollar hospitals and all this stuff, so they got to know something. And the other side on our side is most naturopaths haven't spent time looking at the kidneys. You're not taught that in naturopathic school. No school teaches that except ours. So then you're left without understanding of a whole system that's down in the human body, which helps to explain why you have multiple issues when the kidneys are down, multiple sites, lymph nodes, and that whole 9 yards of what a sewer system really is. Once you simply understand the body has a sewer system in it that they don't understand, you then begin to go, well, you know what, I'm beginning to understand this a lot better. There's septic tanks involved, and in those septic tanks are bacteria and macrophages, which are cells that break down other cells that are damaged. Everything is to break down and get it out. Well, when you're dealing in 3 pH acids in the body that are destructive to cells, you've got to get them out. Well, bacteria breaks down metals and chemistry. And so that's why you see the bacterium in the lymph nodes. It's funny, the bacterium isn't there for damaged cells. So some of these things try to help you to understand that bacteriums are not after cells. Unless they get real necroticized and there's no help anywhere else, my guess. And I recently had a stroke-like episode where my right arm has gotten completely numb. Whoa. Okay. So, again, you want to take a look up. I'm sure you have been to a chiropractor, but have him take a look all up here in the spine area, the C-spine, the upper T-spine, of course. See if there's any pulling or compression there. Stroke I get. When you're starting to see the word cancer, swellings, there's only one system in your body that can do that, and it's not the blood. So there's only one system that can cause all these problems, only one, and that's your lymphatic system. And it is a dominant part of what they call the interstitial fluid, which is basically the fluid that flows around all the cells. Kitchen, bathroom. That simple. And if you don't get lost in that and you understand the two sides of chemistry, there's only two sides of chemistry and two major fluids that affect every cell. So when something's damaged in the body, first of all, you're going to go to what system is involved and what side of chemistry is involved, because that dominates everything else. Then you can get into the chemistry and what the endos do and all this stuff like that, but you have to first simply understand it. You have 75 or more trillion cells that need to eat and eliminate waste. And to think that your body reabsorbs acid waste into the blood, it's just a theory that just makes these people look king size stupid. And then when massage therapy buys into it, guys, it makes us look stupid. So understanding the lymphatic system in a more detailed manner and understanding that it is indeed the body's sewer system, it's why we have massage therapy. It's also why we have chiropractic. It's almost why we have every therapeutic modality out there. Because what happens when you get agglomeration, which is a cationic, what happens when your sewer system can no longer eliminate waste? What happens to your house when your septic tank gets full and you can no longer eliminate waste? Same thing. So when it backs up in your house, your physical house, what do you see? And you see the inflammatory response, what they call inflammation, which isn't a disease. It's simply your body's immune response to what? And again, you have waste that build up, or you brought in gnarly chemistry. You know, you can bring in neurotoxins and things like this, but who gets rid of it? The blood doesn't have eliminative organs to it. So what system is left to get rid of the unwanted chemistry, either through metabolism activity and the like, or through, you know, some of this excito-neuro-hemiotoxic chemistry that's all over the friggin' planet? Yeah, goes right back to the sewer system again, you know, and so that's the system everybody's got to work on. And believe it or not, it's not a vegetable system. It's a fruit system. The weeks leading up to it, I had some weaknesses in my right hand and my left side of my face was hurting a little bit. The lymph nodes on my back of my left ear have been swollen. Yeah, I mean, you know, and so that's how you also compress blood and nerve. After a while, that swelling is going to infect the nerve. So then you see peripheral problems neurologically. You see all kinds of things like this. But again, that swelling and then the buildup of the body's inflammatory response, either calcium, cholesterol, you either have a lipid or mineral buildup, and that's going to be an electrolyte mineral, so they have to steal that out of tissue. And then you start seeing what it looks like when the body's stealing calcium out of itself. Ridged fingernails, you bruise easy, you have spider veins, varicose veins, hernias, hemorrhoids. Then the word aneurysms comes into play. You know, all the things you don't really want to know. Even bowel pockets, you just get on and on and on with what you see when connective tissue in the skeletal system of the human body is impacted. Well, what impacts it? Well, you know, chemistry. And the skeletal system is not an acid system. None of the systems really are. Some steroids and hormones are a little on the acidic side, but only on the minor acidic side. You're not getting much past 6 in most hormones or steroids, lower than that, not much. You know, you get a hydrochloric acid out of the gut, yeah, but you got bicarbonate hopefully there and some not. So, you know, you got issues with that, then don't consume proteins to initiate this. So it just shows you, you know, your lymph nodes are swollen. And, of course, that means your left kidney's not filtering, but then your right side went numb. But you could see that. I went to the hospital right after the attack and they did some blood work tests and everything checked out. Yeah. Your kitchen's fine, but all the swollen septic tanks and everything else, you're good. And they also did CT scan and found that there is edema or swelling, in the left brain, and told me that the cancer is spreading to the brain. Yeah, don't freak out and grab your power, honey. Don't freak out when they tell you crap like this, because it'll put a fear in you like crazy. The swelling is just lymphatic. The cancer is just a cell been damaged by the lymphatic system. You have lymphatic stagnation. Period. End of story. My little friends. You know? And that's all there is to it. Nothing magic, and nothing magic about getting rid of it either. You've got to really get yourself focused. The Homo sapiens are frugivore through and through, so you got to go back to that lifestyle to get well. You can't be have a frugivore human body and then think you can eat vegetables or proteins and get well, because that's not the story. So yeah, you gotta shinny up and, you know, stay on the fruit, berries, and melons. You're not spreading anywhere. Your lymph system's already back. You already told me you had lymph nodes and bumps on under your left ear. Where do you think that is? So, you know, your brain is already involved. But that's the issue. The lymphatic system is head to toe, I hate to tell you. So when you're backed up, and the kidneys are the eliminative organs along with the skin, so when your kidneys are not filtering, guess what happens? Head to toe. Doesn't matter. Anywhere in between, you know, whether it depends which side you're on to which seems to get it. Pancreas, spleen, liver, gallbladder. Just depends what side that you see the dominance of the issues on. But then get a picture of your eyes and take a look at your lymphatic system. What can I do naturally to fight this and reverse both the breast cancer and the spreading to the brain edema? Please get back to me ASAP. All right, so when was this put out there? February 28th. Good, 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 good. And this was sent on February 10th. Get on a grape diet right now, I would. Especially if I'm getting swelling in my brain, because then you start getting... can get a pain in your brain, a pressure in your brain that's not fun. You know, you start getting a pressure in your brain. It's not like blood pressure. Can't pop a pill. You know, you've got lymph pressure. It's a glycemic pressure. And I've had a lot of tough cases like that, you know, and it's just like your lymphatic system's backed up. I'd have a chiropractor keep my spine straight. I would work with neural lymphatic points from up here at the top C spine and start working them on down. And I would work those kidney neural lymphatics, get on a grape diet, and then get our detox kits. You know, deworm yourself, which comes with the first kit, but get on the kidneys. And if you can afford it, double dip on the kidneys. I do 2 or 3 dropper fulls. What the hell? You got nothing to lose. They're not going to hurt you. They're all gross. Generally regarded as safe. So, and then hit the lymphatic formulas. You know, but make sure you're getting the kidneys without pulling too hard on the lymph system, because you can't pull too hard on a lymphatic system. And keep in mind, your diet is astringent in the first place. Your diet is lymphatic in the first place. A fruit diet is blood and lymphatic. Great for both. Highly electrical, and then astringent, rich. Most of the fruits, anyway. But that's how I would go after that. You know, clean up your GI tract, because you are dealing up here, and you want to get these bowels cleaned up. So you got GI Renew, GI Broom, get on them. You know, the protocols are laid out there. We've got them in a book, The Grape Gate. A lot of people will help you with protocols. Western will help you with some protocols. We have the clinic here open for protocols. So you can get a whole protocol. But bottom line, you need at least 1 or 2 kidney formulas, and I'd be double dipping. You want an endocrine gland formula for sure, because you want to bring up those adrenal glands. We also add a separate adrenal gland. And it depends what else you're getting into here, but you know, you're going to start affecting pituitary, thyroids, you know, the whole nine yards. And this is just the sewer system backed up. That's all this is. But seriously backed up all the way to the CNS, and that's the central nervous system, the head area. And that's when it doesn't get fun. Yeah, it doesn't get fun. Strokes, all these things like this is not good. And it'll keep pulling your C spine out. Well, then that can cause all kinds of problems. So again, you ought to have a chiropractor. Now, I'm not saying a cracker, but have someone keep that spine straight and nice. But chiropractors, in my opinion, have to know kinesiology to get my stamp of approval. This is Lori, U.S., 48-year-old young woman, 5'6".
We'll see.
Right? 124 pounds. Hypothyroidism, ridged fingernails. There you go. So now you got hypothyroidism, hypoparathyroidism. So, and then 5'6". I mean, you're going to look and see if she's got pituitary involvement, because the chances are high that she does. You know, and that's going to help you work on your parathyroid. So no matter what your detox kits is, it should always be focused on your lymphatic system, your kidneys, your endocrine glands, and your lymphatic system itself. Then you can pick up a liver gallbladder for a month or something. Really, the Barber's family is excellent. Of course, anti-tumors and everything else in that group. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that group. You're working on your gut to clean it and to restore it from a topical position, but also from an absorption lymphatic position, because you're working on your lymph system, right? I like to deworm. That's why you see parasite G. I like antifungal, because everybody's full of fungus. So that's parasite M. There, Dr. Morris, you are my hero, honey. I have been telling people about you for years. Thanks, sweetie. I appreciate it. Well, you know what? We just want to see people get better, you know, instead of suffering, especially when you're younger. And, you know, I've been telling you this for how many years? And look at the young people. Holy crap. You have completely changed my view of nutrition. Good, good, good. And the medical myths I grew up believing. Thank you. I would appreciate that one. I have been watching you on and off for about 7 years. I have detoxed and did the grapes and lemons a couple of years ago, and it was amazing. I get it now. I was filtering my urine and became kind of obsessed with checking it. Ha ha. I know. I got stories about Shania Twain. I better not tell on her. The proof was in the pee. I love that one. Yeah, baby. Being human and with life ups and downs, I started eating crap food again. Listen, I get that too. I've done that. I've done this. I mean, I've been all over the place. So, but that's how you get strong, you know, but it's also how you get balanced. You know, when I was totally fruitarian, I thought I was balanced, but, you know, I lost all my friends because I guess I was too excited about finding truth. And a lot of people can't handle truth. I'm telling you, I was just talking to Jessica, you know, she's got some tough cases. And we're always talking about them, you know, and it's like, oh. But it's the people and their attitude. This one individual had a young girl that's, I think, in a wheelchair or something, and the mother was really kind of mean to Jessica, and it's like, man, it's how you learn that the problem isn't with the child, the problem's with the mother. You know, and then you get people that don't want to break away from allopathy. Break away from allopathy. Let's see. I'll go this with Celine Dion, because we're talking about her too, the stiff person syndrome. How many people got cured from allopathy going that way? Oh, you know, this is what you see. And if you think there is a cure with cancer from allopathy, you're smoking something in the back room that isn't good for you. There's serious problems in this whole understanding of allopathy. I get emergencies. Don't think I don't, spending years in emergency rooms. Get it totally. But I'm not talking about that. The treatment of anything you've got in terms of making it a disease, you're going down a rabbit hole to Hellville. Because nature's the only place you can go that has remedy for anything. And you're going, well, you know, out in the world, and I agree with you. Naturopaths are disappointing out in the world. Given that, it's simply because physiology hasn't caught up with truth. I brought out kidney filtration 30-some years ago, Do you think it would dwindle? And the A&P professors know it. Do you think in any way that has made a difference? No. So they're learning in school that the lymph system there only to help buffer blood proteins, basically, and deliver waste back into the blood. I mean, it's idiotic and it's insanity, but they're working on a concept of diseases, and that's one of the problems with physiology. You know, A&P is written for medical thinkers. And the problem is when you get up into some of the high medical thinkers that have some degree of humility, they will admit these are theories. Others tout it like they're truths, and it's like, really? So the problem is, in your theory, okay, I'll give you your theory. Show it to me in actual practice. I'll give you a quad or a paraplegic. Let's see you get them up walking. Let's see you regenerate neurological tissue. Oh, it can't be done. Okay, so what about muscle and nerve? MD. Oh, can't be cured. Oh, okay. See, so everything in their world can't be cured because they don't have a basis or a foundation of causative factors. When you start looking outside of the realm that you live in, the world of your diet, the world of your chemistry, whether it's makeups, perfumes, colognes, underarm perspirants, antiperspirants, can't even say it anymore. You know, stop yourself from sweating. You know, all these things like this, it's just a hell world. So you got to wake up to the reality of the lymphatic system and the sewer system and the fact that humans aren't designed to eat certain foods. Yeah, we do, and we cheat, yep, but you're not designed to do it. What you do once in a while is not going to end you up with massive tumors. Matter of fact, you can eat a raw food diet and end up with tumors in you. If you're not filtering lymphatically, you can eat I don't care what, and you will still get tumors in you. That's just, you're not moving that sewer system properly. And we can talk about the swelling of the kidneys and all of that. So in reality, proteins hurt the human body. And man's having a hard time coming out of such a high protein diet. You know, man is strictly not designed to deal with this. And so one of the things you have to do is get off of it. All protein, including nuts. When you're in trouble, fix it, and then go back and balance out and see what your self-discipline can afford, but muscle up all your discipline. Give yourself some flowers. Make your life beautiful, because you're all beautiful, you know. You just got to learn about the man sewer system that man and woman doesn't seem to know. You guys have been privy to understanding this. Okay. Okay. Now, some following the detox and all this, you have some questions. One, I have been taking levothyroxine 100 micrograms for my hypothyroidism for almost 20 years, and every time I get blood work, it comes back normal. Can I actually get off of this and repair my thyroid? Absolutely can. I submit to you that you got pituitary involvement as well. So I'd be using a pituitary herbal formula, but at the same time, I'd probably be using a little glandular of maybe 50 to 100 milligrams and titrate. In other words, start lowering your levothyroxine, but you've got and if you notice a kick up, if you can get rid of the levothyroxine and use a glandular for a little while, then you're home free there. You just have to get it woken back up. And the endocrine gland formula is full of berries and herbs that do that. And then you can also use a little herbal pituitary to help boost that one a little more. And then again, use a small milligram thyroid glandular. and then titrate, or go every other day, because those glandulars can kick your thyroid up. So use that, and then work on your neurolymphatic point to your thyroid. You know, start working these neurolymphatic points, because you can turn on your thyroid with just that. But that's how you have to get off of that, because that's just synthetic, and that's, you just can't do that. I have ridged fingernails. Even when I detoxed last time, they are still ridged and ugly. Again, you're at the parathyroid glands. And if you're going to do this, I would hop on a little parathyroid glandular. We have 50 milligrams of that, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. You're already hitting your pituitary to help with that. So, and with the thyroid kick. So I wouldn't worry about my numbers right off, as I would titrating, getting off the levothyroxine. Look at your symptomology, see how you're feeling, that sort of thing. You got a little transition there, but your thyroid, you're going to be giving it fuel. You're also going to be working on the system that got you there. But remember that pituitary, and keep working on your gut relationship with that. But that's your parathyroids down with it. So when you see the thyroids and parathyroids, yeah, I see that in the eyes a lot, where you see both down. So a lot of times just the parathyroids are down. But if the pituitary is down with it, then they'll all be down to some extent. Yeah, so that's why they're not going away. You're probably genetically involved with these. So they're sleeping. That's the cool thing about a glandular. They're kind of like, oh, okay. And that's what I use glandulars for, sleeping tissues. You never use a glandular for a hyper condition of tissue. Why would you do that? I can't help but ask, do you ever cheat on your raw food diet? Absolutely. And I don't mean cooked veggies. I mean, do you have guilty pleasure like pizza? I did have pizza the other day. Light on the cheese, light on the sauce. Double onion, double black olive, double peppers, double onions. So now you got one hell of a veggie pizza, but then it's gluten-free. It's still white friggin'-ass flour. But then I just bite the toppings off of it. And just to get that flavor. But everybody around, my son was down from Indiana, and so everybody was having a little bit of a get-together. But yeah, French fries. Love French fries. French fries and coleslaw. Ooh, those are good. Or chocolate. I do have some chocolate once in a while. See's Chocolates makes a strawberry cream, which is fresh made strawberries in a cream. A bite of that once in a while makes for a healthy man. But always have a big banana with it. I always have a big banana, and then I have just a little bite of seeds, strawberry, and chocolate. Oh, mine is peanut butter or almond butter. Well, I'm not so bad with the nuts. I've tried to train myself to get off the nuts because they're constipating, and they take you nowhere, really. Although, I really like peanuts, but they're not real nuts. You remember that? They're legumes. So they're still acid forming. But again, I tell you what I had the other day, a taste of, it was a Reese's peanut butter pie. That's all I can call it. It looked like it was about that thick. Someone had one and I had a bite of it. That was a banana. Ooh, that would be good. But, I could care less about cheating. When you're in trouble, you focus. You get yourself out of trouble and then enjoy yourself. This rock spinning through space is a hellhole right now. All the leaders are corrupt as hell, and you just got the United States is in serious trouble. Our national security, we have no military left. Our military is sitting there playing patty cake, baker's man. And we got serious threats. We've got all kinds of military age groups coming in here, and it's frightening for us. We're not frightened as we are mad. As a military man, I'm there's a part of me that's for the United States. This is the greatest free last free place in the world. They're trying to take it away. It's just a world order. You know, the UN and the world order just want to wreck everything. This is the plan. You know, so that's why we have open borders. Biden's not going to close them. It's the world order's plan, and he takes his orders from the globalist community. Absolutely. So does Obama and all that. Absolutely. These are globalist thinkers. They'll tell you that. You know, not me conjecturing. So in a globalist thinker, that means your freedom is at hand, because they might tell you democracy and freedom, but they don't have any plans to give you more freedom. Take a look. Take a look at all the executive orders and all the crap Biden's been doing. There's no plan to give you more freedom. Everything's taking it away. Even in the poor communities, they're taking away the emergency rooms, the schools. It's just sick, 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 sick. Oh, well. Okay, so I'm going to wait. I'll make this one a short one, and then I'll be back. And don't I remember you? Yeah. I will get back with you guys soon. We're almost caught up again. Oh, look at this. This is one. How would you recommend I teach my colleagues, insofar as dietitians in hospitals, that optimizing protein intake does not require protein drinks, powders, and consuming? Well, I want to get back in touch on that one. But in reality, this is why I'm excited about my book. But if you have to, Google mother's milk and then show them the percentage of protein in mother's milk, in humans' mother's milk. And again, you're way down below. You're less than half of lipid needs. You know, your carbon needs are always going to be uno number one on all species in reality, because that's your ATP, that's your energy, that's your sugars. You can't get away from simple sugars. No fructose, no brain power, right? So you can't get away from those things. It's just depends on the species level, their level of consciousness. It's always related to their species and their diets. Diets is very much a part of one's level of awareness, if you will, as anything else. The problem is the mind is so conditioned of an instrument, the emotions. You know, look at the emotions, the adrenal glands. Man has a big problem with emotions right now. And with everything that's going on, everything is tested beyond belief. But anyway, I hope this finds you well. And get strong, get awake. You know, again, try to step outside of thought. When you catch yourself thinking, stop and go, you know what? Let me just hang here for a minute and observe, watch. You know, so that's the whole point, is learning how to break the chains of thought, because every thought is a chain. Some are essential, but be careful you don't chain yourself up, prison yourself up in your own world of thoughts and emotions. These are only bodies you're using. They're not you. So when you get all turned up with your emotion, I just realize, wait a minute, that's not me. That's my conditioned emotional body. That's my astral body that's been conditioned through my experiences of good or bad with a mate or not and everything else. What about me? And that's what you know, that alone exists. And at a certain level, all your outer things are stripped from you. You alone exist. If you want to know God, then you have to go it alone. Nothing goes with you. But then we're all there going, hi, glad you're here, because we're all one. Love you guys. And I'll keep it short. Hello, my dear ones. I thought I would try to add in a couple more of your questions here. This is from Shannon. She's 50 years old. She's 68 feet and inches. Holy moly, she's got a pituitary, So she's 5'8", 130 pounds. I am an allopathic trained MD with master in internal, and I am seeking knowledge. Well, sweetheart, you are my cup of tea. Because I've always felt that a medical doctor that had a good basis of knowledge on all levels is kind of in a good position, you know. I hate to say it, but you're trusted more than we are for some odd reason, right? So number one, how would you recommend that I teach my colleagues as far as dietitians and hospitals that optimizing protein intake does not require protein drinks and powders or consuming Godiva's? Bottom line is mother's milk. I've said this before. You know, in our book coming out, I keep saying coming out, but a lot more work than I anticipated. But we're going to have the comparison of mother's milk and species. Now, the one thing we don't have that I would love to have is a raw food mother's milk and have that analyzed because it is going to be different. Your milks are a direct product of your eating habits like all the other foods in your body. You're an effect. So acidifying mother's milk is not the answer. And eating acid mother's milk is not the answer. All mother's milk on all the species has to be alkaline for obvious reasons. Your electrical system is an alkaline system. Look at your blood pHs. This all needs to be an alkaline pH. As a matter of fact, when you even get into the digestive parts of this, even when you get past the protein splitting, you're into trypsin, chymotrypsin, needing a pH of at least, what, 7? So that's why the bicarbonate, to help release those. So when you're looking at that, because you'll burn your bowels. You know, and this is the problem with acid ash foods. And I see this all the time, Ensure, Pedisure, and all this crap like this. And anybody, any pediatrician out there thinks that having a formula like that over a mother making fresh fruit juices, you're crazy. You're living on a planet where Soylent Green, where they chop everybody up and feed them back to you. You ever remember that movie? That's a long time ago, Soylent Green. Yeah, crazy. But, you know, I've just seen so much. And when you're in ICU and you have a post-MI, myocardial infarction, and the patient's eating a barbecued beef sandwich and French fries, no wonder he died a few hours later. And they couldn't get him back. We got him back early in the morning with just this thumb and his left foot. Before the crash cart got him, the ER doc, crash cart got there, he was sitting up talking to us. His heart rate was about 79. I don't know. See, and when you have the sensitive myocardial infarction, you have any type of very spastic tissue, the one thing you don't want to do is add more acids to that. You're looking for antispasmodics, anti-inflammatories. And that's only going to be found in something that's alkaline. It's electrolyte dominant, that's electron dominant. Or you're going to throw them into more spasticity. You know? Acid ash foods are not healthy foods. They're spasticic, they're inflammatory, they're all these things that you're seeking anti for. So that's number one. The whole dietitians is crazy. You have to bring nature into the pot of things, but you also have to understand the species that Homo sapiens are. And there is a lot of theories. The problem is you don't want to use theories. You want to use anthropology. You want to use as much science as you can. And observed science is a lot better sometimes than theoried sciences because you're making up theories and allegations that are not even true in science. So really important to take a look at the species of Homo sapiens A lot of people want to rush and think they have adopted to an omnivorous diet. They will concede that they're frugivores adapting, but and I say there's no adapting to chemistry. Take a look at how far man has dropped down the rabbit hole in terms of genetic weaknesses in the young people, the lymphatic problems in the young people. It's atrocious. So you can't say there's been an adaptation to this because man is worse than ever before. So man, and the remedy, you've seen this, all of you have seen this for years with us, is that the remedy is always the fruit diet. Can you get quality fruit and all this crap? Yeah, that's the battle we're at, no question. It shouldn't be a question that man's a frugivore. The question is, how can we get good, superior fruit? Berries, melons, things like that. Because, and we've tried to show you that, of course, adding to some of these newer studies like the Yale and the fructose for the brain, that ought to be very instrumental in helping medical doctors go, whoa, wait a minute. If the brain requires fructose or fructose, then shouldn't man's diet have a high percentage of fruit in it? Well, I would think so. And then you get into our work and you see the regeneration of the nervous system in all these cases just on fruit, including bone and muscle. So it begins quite evident that within the fruit kingdom is all that the Homo sapien needs for his or her health and vitality. You know, this more is better kind of consciousness also kind of fits in here. The more nutrition, the better. No, it's not. Sometimes the less is better. Remember that old saying I used to say, know when to hold them, know when to fold them? Well, yeah. You know, more is not always better. And especially when you're highly edemic and things like that, more water is not better. Kill you. Take your butt out. You have to have some common sense in this whole scheme of things and think things out, because the medical books are in the current A&P, which should be geared to anyone, not just medical thinking, but they can't help but use the word diseases, because the foundation of medical establishment now since Rockefeller has been on the pillars of disease, which is an unknown topic. It's like, okay, causative factors. Well, when you're looking at an effect, you can't understand the cause of things. You're looking at a tumor and you're going, well, and you don't understand the lymphatic system is a sewer system. The first thing is, even when you're just looking at a tumor, isn't the first question is, isn't there a blockage somewhere? And then when the tumors are all lymphatic, isn't there a blockage in the lymph system? And then most medical doctors are familiar with lymphedema at some level or another. Is there a blockage in some system? The problem comes in is, understand the kidney connection to the lymphatic system and you'll have your, and the skin, and you'll have your answers. Note that urine cannot be clear and affect a cure or anything else on the patient. You can't have a sewer system that is not eliminating waste, and you claim that that's okay. You can't do it. Your sewer system has to eliminate waste, so the question is, what is the nature of waste? And you will always get into the acid side of chemistry. I agree there's alkalotic areas in the body, but that's a very easy side of chemistry to remedy. The acidosis, which is the byproduct of almost all activity of the human body, or acids, you got to get them out. And then you enter the world of the germ, the bacterium community, and everybody's scared to death of the bacteria. What is it we breathe in? What, 50,000 different bacteria every few minutes or something? Who knows? I forget. You got to realize you weren't put on a bad planet like that. We created the internal sewage building up in the body. And that's going back to these protein diets. It is protein. Even the bad as the World Health Organization is, and they're seeking control of the world, they admit these acid-ash diets are causing colon cancers. Well, say that what you will, but a cancer is a direct result of lymphatic stagnation. Yes, you can burn a cell on the bowel walls. Hell yeah, you don't neutralize hydrochloric acid well, you'll feel that all the way out. You'll get a rectal burn. Oh man, my rectum's burning. Yeah, that's not good. That's a Coca-Cola burn. Actually, hydrochloric acid is hotter than Coca-Cola by at least 10 times. Well, not really 10 times, as much as 5 times. But your most of your systemic metabolitic cellular acids are around 3. Coke is, I admit, around 3, 2.95, around 3. Yeah. So your hydrochloric acid, though, that they always call hydrochloric acid 1. The problem with chemistry, you get answers all over the place. You have 1 to 1.8. All right, so who has the 1 and who has the 1.8? Carnivores have more of a 1 pH, and how can hydrochloric acid have such a variance in pH? It's hydrochloric acid, right? So you just have so many, again, theories and disagreements. Even in the world of chemistry, you just have to kick back and not get your bowels in an uproar too much, you know what I mean? I am enrolled in a nutrition biochemistry course online and have purchased your miracle book and have decided to purchase your, oh good, take the school, sweetie, that's all I can say, set. I am a student of Arnold Arendt. This is a medical doctor that's a student of Arnold Arendt. I take my hat off already. Yeah, Arnold Arendt had some good clinicals, and the whole thing is clinicals. You can actually say what you want. You got people out there that think humans are like lions. Okay. You got your urine drinkers, your stool implantists. You've got all kinds of wacky crap out there, right? So you got to be able to sit back and go, you know what? A lot of this is out of balance thinking. A lot of this is a direct result of anybody curing things because the focus is on treatment. So when your focus is on treatment, you can't cure squat because your foundation is wrong. You're not understanding the lymphatic system and the agglomeration that's occurring, and you're trying to treat agglomeration. You're trying to treat stagnation of the lymph system and the building up of acids and the inflammatory process. You can't treat those things without compromising the patient. You have to work with, and I think the biggest thing that medical doctors can understand, and so is naturopaths, chiropractors, and massage therapists, your kidneys are lymphoid organs, and they are the main eliminative organs. Right side, right kidney, right side, left kidney, left side. Let me shut down your right kidney and I'll show you what happens on the right side of your body. Same with the left side. Shut it down, I'll show you what happens to that side of the body if you don't believe it. Yeah, you can demonstrate this time and time and time again. That's why clinicals are everything. That's why I liked about Arnold Arendt. I was impressed about his stuttering case. You know, he's on a great fast and started walking on the beach and started coughing up this phlegm and this heavy mucus and then didn't stutter after that. So you begin to see that congestive issues of the lymphatic system compromises the voice box, compromises the flow of things. And when this sputum and this mucus is pulled out, oh, look, I can smell again. Oh, look, I can see again. Oh, look, I can hear again. All of the above. Oh, look, my pituitary is working better and I can sleep at night because my pineal gland is also laying down. See, that sort of thing. I've got to go here in a minute. But I thought I would slip another one or two in. Roger Williams, Patrick Wright, Regner Berg, etc. I would love to have you as a mentor. I need to share this knowledge. I desire to be the change I want to see at a larger scale. And you know, good medical doctors, when they understand this and they start working with this, boy, it just makes you guys really, I mean, you start curing things. And if I'm a good medical doctor, I want some hugs instead of people cursing me out, right? You know, you see what we read here all the time. Been to 33 medical doctors, and it's like, really? Yeah. But in fairness, again, I think that lady said she'd been to like 5 or 6 or 7 naturopaths. So the world really has to catch up with what we've discovered and really work with the kidneys and the lymphatic systems and bring pharmacology along with that. Start working with the no harm, the true Hippocratic oath, you know, because you can't take the Hippocratic oath and then use pharmaceuticals. And that's the problem, because some pharmaceuticals are essential. I don't care what. You have people so advanced, you have surgeries, you have to have pharmaceuticals. But wouldn't it be nice to begin the consciousness of, let's see if we can make toxic pharmaceuticals. This is a good medical doctor right here. I have a master's in nutrition from Tulane. I get a board on my orders. This is a lovely journey. I am not wanting to fill the offerings. I provide our transitional. I want to be a pusher of supplements. I need help. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Look, that's the medical doctor. And we had one in here the other day, and we shot a podcast. I hope she put it up there. I was going to try to put it up on our site, too, but it's been a while since I've done it with her. That's what you want. And these new medical doctors, I'm hoping, have an eye open for holistic, because we offer a lot. Not the supplement side. That, to me, is not holistic. But look at the botanicals. You know, we found an old medical doctor's bag back in the 1900s, and it had shells of herbs and a little booklet to tell you what to mix for what. So many cool remedies, even though Dr. The herbal guy. He had so many, like a lot of garlic on the feet at night and stuff like this, you know, pulling. And of course, there are machines that pull. I've had one, so I don't know, through the feet. But again, your kidneys are the eliminative organs and your skin. Get yourself sweating, get yourself filtering. Make sure your urine has sediment in it. You don't have an infection, you have filtration. And therefore, your inflammation will back down as you begin to open up these areas, these remote areas. It takes a while, even after your filtering, to get way up in here. And then you've got your lymph node bed before you get to your cells. And you don't know what state your lymph node bed is in. You know, you be acidic from, you're born with lymphatic stagnation, and when you're 30 or 40 years old, you can imagine you have much, much more serious lymphatic problems, just unaware of it. And this is our problem. We just become unaware of these things. And I think this is important. Our videos are important to help you understand the lymphatic system, the kidney connection. Also, when it comes to diet, the fallacy of proteins, that sort of thing. It's just gotten crazy. And these companies with these biochemists, I don't even know where they come from. You're looking at 20 to 30 grams of protein and one of sugar. You couldn't be so far off the scale there is. And maybe, again, is why you see the NEC with baby formulas. The necrosis of the bowels. And again, this is what the World Health Organization is finding. You begin to see a lot of people with gut problems. But again, their predominant food going down is an acid-ash food called meats. But then you have the constipation and the heavy mucus production from dairy products. You know, it was never meant for a human to drink cow's milk. This is why those that can't get into their own milks and stuff will run to goat's milk. But we have even goat's milk up there for you to show you the difference between a goat's milk, a cow's milk, and Homo sapien milk. So there's you have to look at those type of guidelines, because if you're going to argue that mother's milk is essential for babies and their growth periods, then all right, let's take a look at the chemistry of it. Then you can't argue, well, they need high protein because mother's milk doesn't have it. So you can't make those arguments, and that's why this book is, that's why we're doing such an in-depth factor on this book. You won't be able to argue any of these things we bring out to you. There's nowhere you're going to go with it. And that's my main purpose, is even in a court of law. Where are you going to go with this? And who's going to be able to testify that has any brains whatsoever against this? Because studies and everything else are showing what we're putting there. So I've kind of got to run. So we'll add that one on there. And I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And I'll try to get this. This is Thursday. So I don't know if I'll get to it Friday, but probably Monday or so. We've got a lot of things cooking. We got our new botanical store coming up where you can buy all kinds of organic people's products, some good stuff out there. And we're trying to bring everything under one heading for you. Simplify. I like things simple. And so trying to simplify it all so you have one place to go and that sort of thing. So thanks. Thanks for even buying our herbal formulas, you know. Dr. Morse's Cellular Botanicals, I worked hard on those formulas. I've been using them for years. So enjoy all that. And work with your affordabilities. I agree with that. But the focus, you know, your focus always have to be kidneys, the lymphatic system, the endocrine glands, the GI tract. That's a big focus too, because those are your eliminative organs for various types of food. There's no one with a healthy colon. Ha! Are you kidding? Back in the 70s, I knew a surgeon that said he only saw one healthy colon, and that was a 3-year-old dissection at Harvard. I'm going, oh, shit. So you can imagine now, jump, what is it, 50 years I've been doing this, and I met him probably 50 years ago. So maybe 48 or 9 years ago, this guy saw a healthy bowel. Well, for him, probably before that, he's already an established surgeon, so probably 60 years ago, he saw a healthy colon. So you can imagine where we are now and why we have so much problem with the intestinal tract. And then how it relates to all the other tissues in the body. It really, everything relates. That's why when we say all is one, or we say holistic, it's a lot deeper than you think. Because everything is related, tissues related, the nervous system's related, everything is interrelated. Nothing happens for no reason. Cause and effect, big key factor. You know, for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. So when you see a symptom, ask, what did I do to cause that? Because you're the controller of your bodies, or not. And see, that comes in with the conditioned mind, conditioned emotions, and pretty soon you forgot who you were while you're driving your bodies around, and pretty soon you're lost in thought, you're lost in desires, and all of this is occupying the bulk of your attention. How do you get outside of that and learn what truth is if you're enmeshed in all the symptomology of creation? You don't, bottom line. And so your freedom is just sucked out of you. You're a victim of creationhood. But that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to forget yourself in creation. As soon as you wake up, you don't want to be here anymore. But it's the way the divine experiences itself, really essential. But when you wake up, it's like, oh, maybe I don't need all these things I'm desiring. Maybe I need to kick back and enjoy the sense of freedom and the joy and ecstasy that brings. Because you become basically unlimited. How can you be unlimited and still have bodies? Something to think about, right? Oh, If you think about it, though, then you're trapped. Oh, something to become aware of.